where Sarnia Lambton gets its news first. Here's an update from Sarnia News Today.
Police are on scene of a collision on the eastbound Highway 402 at Kerwood Road. OPP say no injuries were reported. The left shoulder and left lane were closed. Motorists are advised to expect delays and slow down through the area. Sarnia police say members of their criminal investigation division seized over $6,200 worth of illegal drugs and cash during a bust on Friday. The emergency response team assisted in the execution of a search warrant at an Emma Street home near Confederation Street at around 8:15 p.m. Police allege over 12.5 grams of crystal methamphetamine and 37 grams of fentanyl were discovered, meticulously packed for distribution. Police also seized packing materials and over $1,700 in cash. Two people were arrested without incident. 36-year-old Bradley Furtaugh of Sarnia is charged with two counts of possession for the purpose of trafficking and possession of property obtained by crime under $5,000. He was being held in custody pending a bail hearing. No details were provided about the second individual. The Sarnia Police Service has unveiled its new canine. His name is Vader. He's a one-year-old German Shepherd from Slovenia and was picked up at a kennel in Pennsylvania earlier this month. Handler Constable Sean Urban says Vader will begin a 15-week training period in Windsor immediately.
He's going to learn how to search for various items, those being narcotics as well as items dropped by human person.
Vader will also learn how to track and bite in order to apprehend a fleeing suspect. He should be fully trained by mid-August, but will receive constant training. As for the name, the service received about 500 suggestions through a community contest, but just over 200 met the criteria. The winning name was submitted by 6-year-old Benny from Holy Trinity Catholic School. Chatham-Kent police say a Sarnia woman turned herself in relation to an investigation from June 2023 this morning. She surrendered herself before 7:30. a.m. Police said she was wanted for obstructing a peace officer after providing misleading information to an investigating officer last summer. The 21-year-old was released from police custody with conditions in a future court date. And the 50th annual Sydenham River Canoe and Kayak Race is set for this weekend. Competitive and recreational paddlers will compete in a variety of races on Sunday. Spokesperson Donna Blue says the event serves as a fundraiser.
We encourage all participants to go out and get pledges for their effort, and any money raised goes directly to support our conservation education program.
Online registration closes tomorrow, but participants can still register at the event. There is a scheduled rain date for May 5th. Mainly cloudy with periods of rain this afternoon, high of 14, periods of rain ending near midnight, then cloudy with a 40% chance of showers overnight, a low of plus 4. I'm Melanie Irwin.
Find these stories online at sarnianewstoday.ca.